In the holy name of Jesus, amen. In the next few days, we'll be having our Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil services. Though these aren't really three different services, but one service. It's called the Triduum. In the early church, when they had these services, the invocation, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, would begin the Maundy Thursday service. But at the end of the Maundy Thursday, there would be no benediction to close the service. Beginning and ending the Good Friday service, there's no invocation and benediction. And at the Easter Vigil service, there's no invocation to begin the service, but only a benediction. This is intentionally done because these three services should be seen as one long service, preaching a similar message, sharing the one story of Jesus offering his own body and blood as an eternal sacrifice and redemption from our sins. In our epistle text from 1 Corinthians, we hear of the institution of the Lord, the Last Supper, which we know happened on Maundy Thursday, and it's what we associate with Maundy Thursday. But our gospel text from John gives us a different perspective on that night. It tells the same story of servitude, but approaches it from a different angle. We're familiar with the story. At the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus bends low, humbling himself to serve by giving his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, which is soon to be crucified on the cross at Golgotha. But John lets us in on what Jesus teaches his disciples on Maundy Thursday. John tells the story of Jesus' servitude. Of Jesus, though being God, humbled himself to do a job that even peasants would despise. He washed his disciples' feet. Usually that was to be done when you went into someone's home, but Jesus did this during supper. And typically, the host of the supper wouldn't be the one washing the guest's feet. So people were surprised when Jesus, their Lord and Savior, humbled himself to do a servant's job to wash the disciples' feet, doing a job that even a servant wouldn't want to do. Also surprising, John lets us know that Jesus washed all of his disciples' feet, even the one who was about to betray him, that is Judas, who had Satan enter his heart to betray Jesus. Jesus humbled himself to serve all, even those who wished him dead. Why would Jesus wash the feet of the one who was about to betray him? Quite simply, Jesus knows no other way. He knows no other way than to love and serve. That's what verse 1 of our text means when it says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus shows the full extent of his love, even to those who'd betray him on Maundy Thursday, those who'd mock, beat, scorn, and crucify him on Good Friday, and even those who tried to cover up Jesus' resurrection on Easter with a lie. Certainly, Jesus could have made Maundy Thursday about exposing the wickedness of Judas. And Jesus would have been just in doing that. Instead, Jesus loved, despite the hatred and disdain towards him. Jesus loved despite that one of his own loved 30 shekels of silver more than him. Jesus' love is self-sacrificial, the kind of love, patience, and gentleness that can only come from God. Jesus demonstrates this love throughout this Triduum celebration. Beginning with Maundy Thursday, we'll hear about our Lord's passion from the cross, and we'll recognize Christ's victory over death itself on Easter Vigil. And we have these services so that we recognize that Jesus' love wasn't just for his disciples, or Judas who betrayed him, or the Jewish religious leaders who condemned him, or the Roman soldiers who crucified him. Rather, his love extends to sinners even today. His love extends to us who betray our Savior when we break his commandments. His love extends to us who condemn Jesus to the cross because our sinful rebellion pushes our Savior to his death. His love extends to us who crucify Jesus because our sin has led our Savior to the cross. That's the beauty of our Lord washing Judas's feet. Though he was not clean, as Jesus states in the text, Jesus nonetheless stoops down to serve the lowliest of sinners. That's good news for you and me. And that's exactly what our Lord does in this supper. He stoops down from heaven to serve sinners like you and me. He stoops down, appearing in bread and wine, but giving his body and blood, so that he may serve us by ridding us of our sin. But our Lord not only serves us, extending his love to us through bread and wine, but he also teaches us to love and serve our neighbor. He says, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you." Now, Jesus is not instituting a foot-washing sacrament here, like he did for the Lord's Supper and for baptism. Instead, he says this is to teach us something. That is, it's better to serve than to be served. In this life of service is not overbearing, nor should it be carried out begrudgingly. It certainly wasn't by our Savior, who serves an example in many ways. Though the road of service and love was painful, though it seems like the world took advantage of his love, he still went uncomplaining forth. And tomorrow, we'll see this love in action. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.